Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. A recent improvement in the dairy markets appears to have gone in the other direction. John Heinberg is a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in Wisconsin. He says the cheese markets appear to be one of those drivers behind the recent low prices.
We've gotten to a window as we're getting close to the end of the year. Again, the milk market is one that's very illiquid. So when we start seeing the market tumble, stops, fire, and the market really can fall apart aggressively. And we've seen that in the January contract here, especially the last couple of days. And since the first of the month here, now losing almost $2 off those highs. But that cheese market, you know, what we've been kind of hearing and talking to some people in the industry, that they bought aggressively securing supplies for the holiday season. Now that we're kind of through that window, they're just kind of sitting on their hands, and without lack of buyer support in the cheese market, we've seen that price really come down as well, which just puts a lot of pressure on those from milk prices.
He says there will be other opportunities for the cheese market to stabilize heading into the new year.
Hopefully we can see some bounce and some stability here going into the end of the year. And then as we start moving into the January window, we'll see those cheese prices kick back up again. Then we start getting into football playoff season and basketball season and the big demand on the cheese pizza side, you know, that type of mentality, and hopefully get this market to stabilize. But obviously really have had a rough December.
At the end of 2019 and looking into the new year, there are things that Heinberg says he wants dairy farmers to keep in mind.
We had a good opportunity to really put some protection in, whether it's using the managed price program through the government or picking up put strategies or doing some hedging. You know, again, when there's value in the markets, producers need to be focused on what can we do to minimize this type of a risk, whether it's just simple put strategies, set them, forget them, and if they work, you know, you got them. This might be a great window for somebody who has hedged some milk or used some milk in here and got that price locked in to come back and pick up a call strategy over top of it. If this thing does rally back through based on some strong demand, if we see some things coming in from other locations, you know, and adding to that export demand that we're hoping that we get it going into next year, we can see this price rally back, and then you can open up those contracts that you hedged, hopefully at higher levels.
He talks about the most important thing for producers to keep in mind when looking at the markets.
Biggest thing, though, for producers, again, know those break-evens. We still have some decent prices overall on the board according to where we were last year and those windows. So if we get some bounce back, again, make sure you're looking at those strategies to protect that checkbook and protect the farm value, and then let the market work from there. To me, with a market that's got this much volatility, put strategies, again, whether through us or somebody else or using the government managed price program or margin price program, leaves that top side open but guarantees you the floor.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.